for tuning in to Serious Gibberish with Jess. Our topic today, the changing Arctic. According to the World Wide Fund, more commonly known as WWF, the Arctic is warming up faster than any other region in the world. To be specific, it's warming up at a rate twice the global average. By now, I hope you all know that climate change is a very real thing and that it will affect every person, regardless of if they live in Lima, Peru, Anchorage, Alaska, or Little Lodi. It's happening, and it's happening fast. Many of you may also know that the polar ends of the Earth will be most affected by climate change. Antarctica is usually the main focus when it comes to polar climate change, but I feel the Arctic has as much to offer, and therefore, as much to lose. During the next few minutes, I will cover what effects climate change has on the Arctic geographically, how this will harm the animals that live there, and what we can do to help future wildlife there. I would like to start off the podcast by talking about what exact changes we are seeing in the North Pole environment. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, stated that the sea ice in the Arctic has decreased by 30% in the last 30 years. This evidence was from satellite images from the end of September, the last month of the melting season. Not only does the lack of ice increase the warming rates exponentially, but it also creates dark spots of water that absorbs heat much quicker and better than lighter salt water. Additionally, the once carbon collector, permafrost, is now a carbon contributor. Permafrost is a layer of decomposed plants, rock, and frozen water. You may remember from ninth grade science that it is located under the active layer, the layer that continually thaws and unthaws throughout the year. Permafrost does not usually defrost, but when it does, it can create bogs, swamps, and other things. Since the layer is made up of decomposed plants and animals, when it thaws, it releases greenhouse gases. According to National Geographic, permafrost contains large amounts of methane, as well as an amount of carbon 1.5 times the amount that's already in our atmosphere. Scary, right? But climate change doesn't just impact us humans, it also impacts wildlife. The ecosystem is a pyramid. Plants and bacteria, also known as primary producers, on the bottom, and certain types of carnivores, also known as tertiary consumers, on the top. The animals on the top are at more of a risk if the plants, and in this case, sea ice, are disappearing. Polar bears, Arctic foxes, and snowy owls are some of the Arctic's tertiary consumers. Polar bears' hunting ground is mostly on the sea, and therefore, if there is no ice, these creatures cannot get their food. WWF reported that only 1/3 of polar bears reach the age of 2. Female polar bears do not reach maturity until they are 4 to 5, and males do not reach maturity until they are 8 to 10 years old. The changing temperatures is only one of the problems these animals have to face. The lack of Arctic tundra allows for animals to live south to migrate north and compete with animals struggling in the Arctic. This can be seen with foxes. The red fox, dominant in most of Canada, is now able to move forth due to lack of snow and higher temperatures, making survival for Arctic animals like the Arctic fox even more difficult. This rise in competition not only affects animals, but also plants. Certain types of shrubs and grasses are becoming extinct, changing the diet of animals that depend on them. Although this topic is depressing, I think it is something that can't be ignored. One of the best ways to help climate change is to believe in it. I think Tom Hanks said it best when he said, "Seeing is believing." And one cannot see effects of climate change if they don't know what it is. Therefore, knowing about what it looks like, as well as what causes it, is very important. If you're looking for more proactive ways to help, start looking into what aspects of our life contribute the most carbon. Riding a bike or walking every now and then rather than driving is a great way to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Donating time and or money is another great way to get involved. You can make monthly donations to WWF's Fund for Saving Polar Bears and Other Arctic Creatures. Although most of you are firm believers in climate change, many of our politicians still refuse to admit that it's true. Writing a letter or calling them to let them know how you feel as a U.S. citizen is a great way to help make changes in the way our government thinks and run. The Arctic is home to thousands of animals and have some of the most beautiful landscapes on Earth. I'm not ready to live in a world without it, but the more important question is, are you? That's all for today. As always, I hope you learned something, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Jessica Keller, and this has been Serious Gibberish with Jess.